Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Steve Hunts. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Dunning. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander strikes out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-1 in the game. Olander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunts hits a line drive into center field. Pinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pinson. May moves to third. Hunts moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Hunts moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it, throws to home for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnstone throws the ball into Alvarado who tags Pinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nettles. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Nettles steals second. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Bullinger now pitching. Eddie Leon now playing shortstop. Kurt Bebakwa now playing second base. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Bebakwa covering, for the out. Alvarado moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvarado moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhlander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bebakwa moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bebakwa scores. Uhlander moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Rick Reichardt now playing left field. Carlos May now playing first base. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Uhlander scores. Fossey moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bart Johnson now pitching. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Fossey. The throw to Johnson covering the plate. The slide. Fossey is out. Nettles moves to second. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nettles moves to third. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnstone for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a line drive towards short. Leon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon strikes out. One out. Frank Baker pinch hits for Mark Bullinger. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bebakwa takes first base on ball 4. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Colbert now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann is walked intentionally. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Nettles applying the tag. Hermann moves to second. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvarado is walked intentionally. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fossey hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babakwa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 3 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 3 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Vince Colbert. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.